Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
So have you heard a little bit about this? The more it seems it's been ongoing, the more attention it's starting to be getting. And that is, if someone is being homeschooled, what are the parameters and the criteria for homeschooling in Illinois? We're going to spend a few minutes on this with State Representative Blaine Willauer, who is a Republican from Beecher City. Blaine, you're on WGN Radio. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, it's good to be with you, John, to talk about this important issue. It's been a big deal in the Capitol this week. We had thousands of great homeschoolers and homeschooling supporters descend upon the Capitol. So,
yeah, so I noticed. And so Beecher City, you're kind of halfway between maybe St. Louis and Rantoul or something like that. You're South Central Illinois,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, South Central Illinois. I'm about 75 miles east of St. Louis, almost straight east.
Not too far from Effingham, right?
Yep, pretty close to Effingham. Yep, that encompasses part of my district down here.
So tell me a little bit about your district. Is there a lot of homeschooling there?
Yeah, there's a fair amount of homeschooling, and there's also a fair amount of private schools that don't seek registration with the state, that don't seek recognition from the state. And that's one of the things that doesn't get as much attention on this bill, but it also affects them. It's requiring those folks to register with the state. And, you know, the reason that a lot of these private schools don't seek recognition is because they're at churches, and a lot of times they're religious in nature, and they don't want to be tied to the school code, you know. And when you have to start registering and getting recognized by the state, that ties you to the school code, and the school code can be changed at the will and the whim of the legislature. And we've just seen in the past 2 years where they tried to amend the school code to add this explicit sex education stuff. Fortunately, that was beat back, but it just goes to show that stuff can be in the school code, and once you're tied to that, you know, you're requiring people basically against their beliefs to do certain forms of education.
What's the sex education stuff you're worried about?
Oh, there was the SB 818 that was pushed a couple years ago that ties you to some of the national sex standards. It was basically where they were teaching kindergarten kids about gender ideology and, you know, things like that that just aren't really age appropriate and, you know, should be handled in a lot better way, and those should be handled from a local perspective.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
So if a parochial school...
And it's not just that. It could be anything.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm just... The bill as I see it... I'll just read to you from one of the local sources here in Chicago. The Homeschool Act, that's what you and I are talking about now, right? Would
Yes.
create a set of requirements for homeschooled students and educators, including things like informing a child's designated public school or district that they are being homeschooled. Some of these things I was surprised don't exist already, or maybe they do, but they seem reasonable. That is, if somebody's going to be homeschooled, doesn't it make sense that you should tell the public school district that Johnny isn't in school because we're schooling him at home? Shouldn't they notify the public school in that district?
Well, there's been Supreme Court precedents for, you know, over 70 years that the parents have the right to educate as they see fit. Now, this is more than just a declaration. If it was just as simple as what you're saying, then, you know, maybe we can start to have some conversations about this. But what they're doing is they're requiring them to fill out this form. And, you know, it says it has generic things like name, birth date, some of that stuff on there. But also, this form is not even out there right now. So this form is, we're going to pass the legislation, then this form is going to be created by the State Board of Education, and there's no limit to what they can put on that form. It's subject to rulemaking. It can be expanded. That form could be expanded to include all kinds of information, and it's not subject to legislation. We're giving bureaucrats and educrats the ability to do this kind of stuff. You know, so there's, if they want to know how many kids are homeschooled or how many kids are in these private schools and things of that nature, we could do something like that. But this registration with all this personal information on there, you know, you're getting into religious rights issues, fundamental liberties, things of that nature. So the big part about it is it's not just a form. It can be expanded without legislation. We don't think that's right. And another part of this bill is that you have to have an education portfolio where you have to have all of this different stuff, you know, logs of curriculum, samples of students, individual samples of students' work, individual assessments. We can't even get that from the public school. If you went into your public school right now and you asked for samples of work or anything of that nature, that wouldn't be there. And so homeschool students have to do this, homeschool administrators, and are subject to spot checks by either the regional department of or the regional office of education mm-hmm. in our smaller districts or the Chicago Public Schools. So they can come into your home at any time and demand to see all of this stuff. And, you know, that's a little far, I would say. Now, the sponsor would say
Wait, there's a lot ahead. There. And let me just kind of ask you a couple questions about some of that.
Sure.
Because this must feel very top down to you. And I understand the desire for a family or a religious school to teach the kids in a way that they feel is most appropriate. But the schools themselves have teachers who are certified and licensed. So it's not like just anybody is saying anything to the kids. You were talking about how the certification of the people that are teaching the kids is at issue, but the teachers do have licenses in the schools. They are, quote unquote, qualified for that. But at the homeschool, we don't know about the qualifications of the people that are teaching the kids. It does seem reasonable to then ask, well, are you teaching math? Are you teaching science? Mm-hmm. Are you teaching English? And how are you going about teaching it? Public schools are held to that standard.
Yeah, they already have to do that, John. They you know, you're already there is a basic requirement of the subjects that you have to teach. Not necessarily subject matter, but you have to teach reading, you have to teach math, you know, things of that nature. That stuff is already there. Every student is entitled to that. And, you know, as far as qualifications, you know, our government schools are not doing very well. You know, you can talk about all
the homeschool. Should a homeschooling parent be required to have a high school diploma or its equivalent? That's one of the other requirements of this bill.
I mean, I don't think that we should have that in legislation. So a lot of homeschool parents are actually homeschooled themselves, and they don't necessarily have a diploma or any of that stuff.
Well, they can get a GED. They can get the equivalent.
Sure, they could get it. They could certainly get it. But I don't think that we should be putting it in statute. Now, that's not the most egregious parts of this bill. I would grant that. But it is, you know, it's something where I don't think that the government should be coming in and regulating when they're doing such a terrible job on their own.
Got it. And do you think that while you said that those subjects are already required to be taught in a homeschool situation, should there be some accounting for that? Like, could we see how well you're doing it, or can we see the child's results? Is there any monitoring of the level of education? Or, again, is that not the state's business? Mm-hmm. I'm doing it on my own, and I don't have to respond to a state agency.
Yeah, so there's agencies and stuff that already cover some of these stuff. You know, if a lot of the reasons that they say that they're doing this is for truancy and for, you know, abuse and neglect and stuff. We've already got DCFS out there now. Granted, that whole system needs worked over, but they're already looking at that kind of stuff on there. But if you look at the national scores, if you look at ACT scores, SAT scores, homeschooling kids are doing far better on that stuff than, you know, government school kids. So I think that there is a body of evidence out there that says that homeschooling does work, and you know it is effective. Now, you know, there's going to be some that do it better than others. There's no doubt about that. But the individual rights for a parent to be able to educate as they see fit outside of control of the government is paramount, because that's what's happening here, John. They're coming out after this because this is the only aspect of education in the state of Illinois that the state doesn't control, that the educrats don't control. You know, homeschooling is the fastest growing form of education in the country, and where it's growing fastest is in places like Chicago, where the Chicago public schools are both dangerous and ineffective. One out of every 10 African American kid is reading at grade level in Chicago public schools. Those folks need options, and you know that goes to show also that this isn't a Democrat and Republican issue; it's a parents' rights issue, and they should be able to educate how they see fit without being tied to all the nonsense that the state pushes down.
I got two more questions for you. Are you worried about the Department of Education if funding is lost in the system? Does that trickle down to homeschooled kids, or whatever happens with DOE isn't a factor for you?
Homeschool kids just want to be left alone. Homeschool parents want to be left alone. So the Department of Education, you know, since 1970-something under Jimmy Carter, when that was created, we spent trillions of dollars on it, and the results in education have gone down. Now, the Trump administration has been very explicit that getting rid of the bureaucracy of the Department of Education, sending it back to the state, sending it back to the local schools, is the right thing to do, and it does not affect Pell Grants. It does not affect funding for disabilities or any of these other things. That's all being put in different agencies, Department of Commerce and other places that are more than able to handle it while cutting.
Here's another question for you, Blaine. It requires any child taking part in school activities on or off school grounds to provide proof of immunizations and health examinations, and sets requirements for the topics and content of homeschool children learn. Just the first part of that. Should the kids, if they do want to play on a sports team or be in the band at the public school, should they have to demonstrate that they have got their shots?
Well, I mean, that's a whole different issue. You know, there are religious exemptions and other exemptions that you can get for that. But the bottom line is homeschool and private school kids are rarely allowed to join the public schools in those deals. So that's kind of a one-way street on this. You know, there's a lot of schools down here that would like to have their kids be able to play sports at the public school that they're paying taxes for, but they won't allow them. It's at the discretion of the public schools. So,
really? I'm surprised to hear that. Okay, but yeah. Just to the point, though, maybe it's not all that common, but should there be some proof of immunization and health exams if the kids do want to do something with the public school?
Well, they're basically being treated the same as public school kids in that regard. So there is a parity there in that, and they can't get the exemption.
So they should
do.
If you do want to be in the band or on the football team, I'm surprised if you got a kid that can throw a football or shoot a basketball. I think they would find a way to get that homeschooled kid in the public school team.
But you might be surprised. You might be surprised.
Evidently, I am. But you understand why I think it would make sense to say, make sure you got your MMRE or whatever, your MMR.
Well, I mean, that's a whole separate issue. I don't think that we should necessarily be required. I think that those decisions are best
not
made
even that.
With the parents.
You're not even going to give me that, Blaine?
With the parents. They're best made with the parents. That's a parent's decision on
things of that nature.
Okay, here's
my last question for you.
But there is a process to not do it and still be able to go to school. So.
Here's my last question for you. What are you hearing about this then? Which way do you think this is going to go? HB 2827, the Homeschool Act. What are you hearing, Blaine?
Well, I can tell you that over 90,000 people have filed witness slips opposing it, which is unprecedented. You know, thousands of people came to the Capitol this week to say that we don't want this. The bottom line is there's 80 Democrats and 78 Democrats and 40 Republicans. So, you know, what they want, they usually get. But I will tell you that there is a lot of pushback for some of the Democrats, especially in the urban areas, that take advantage of this system because the government schools have failed them. So I think there's a chance that we that we beat it back. What I'm telling people is don't be discouraged by what you see happening in these committees. There's a long way to go on this. It still has to. It's coming back to that committee because they're coming back with another amendment. Then it would have to go through the House and then start the process in the Senate over again. So
all right.
So we're a ways away from it. So I'm
Blaine Willauer.
Keep the pressure on.
Blaine is a Republican lawmaker from Beecher City in South Central Illinois and the vice chair of the Freedom Caucus there. Blaine, I appreciate your time today. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you. You as well.
Well, there was the one side of the story, huh? The lawmaker, Blaine, from Beecher City, not too far from Effingham. You go down I-57, eventually you run into his district, and he doesn't like this bill, which is being proposed to put some regulation in homeschooling and also some of the private schools. You know, there's a lot of statistics to get thrown out there, and I'm not going to try and bat everyone away, but somebody did remind me this. You can wiki it. Before the creation of the U.S. Department of Education in 1979, high school graduation rates were 71.5%. They are now 87% as of 2021-2022. So high school graduation rates are higher now than they used to be. King John, the desire to regulate homeschooling is just another law to protect teachers' unions. The GOP just wants less educated society, keeps them in office, said 847-224 said it is criminal to not have kids vaccinated. Kids are dying of measles, 847, public education is very good. These people fight ideological wars. John, homeschool kids are most often standout college students. Homeschooling kids need to be accounted for by registration. I think these Chicago public schools get a bad knock. The numbers aren't a lot to brag about, but they are getting better. And when you compare the rates of achievement in Chicago public schools to other urban areas, even in Illinois, they are as good or better. I'm talking about Rockford. I'm talking about Peoria. I'm talking about Carbondale. I'm trying to think of some other urban areas in the city, the Quad Cities. Chicago public schools do just as well. And I see firsthand the kind of resources that are being put into those schools. And there's a lot of good people doing a lot of good work. 708 says, I'm a handyman for an apartment building. And every time I visit, a pleasant young woman of high school age asks me if I need any help. She's ambitious, and she says she wants to earn some money. I ask her if she's in school. She said she homeschools online. I'm suspicious of that and can't help but wonder what kind of education she's receiving. I think this new legislation in Springfield intends to find out how many of these situations exist. I believe there are many of these scenarios, and I think it's getting out of hand, says this listener. John, I was a career educator with a master's degree and over 30 years of continuing education and experience. It's insulting to me that someone with the most basic GED educated person would be able to teach children. Thank you for this interview. This person said, John, I'm sorry, but I don't want your homeschool student that you are teaching building my bridges. And because I like to say sometimes it's a really big bus, we got room for everybody. 708 says, this guy's a goof.